Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 10th, 1952, at a meeting of the St. Michael Parish Vestry, the finances of private bus concessionaires in St. Michael came under intense scrutiny. According to the Barbados Advocate, sometime before, and in compliance with their legal obligations, seven bus companies operating in the parish had submitted what were referred to in the piece as trade returns, which were documents in which the operators declared their financial position for the purpose of taxation by the local government. Those companies were Mylords Hill Bus Company, Yonkers Motor Omnibus Company Limited, Liberty Motor Omnibus Company Limited, National Motor Omnibus Company Limited, Diamond Bus Company, Progressive Bus Company, and an operation owned by one H.A. Tudor. On the date in question, that meeting of the vestry was held to consider the returns, and all of them were rejected, having been deemed unsatisfactory. At some point prior to the meeting, the vestry, apparently out of concern about the state of the returns that had been submitted, sent a letter to each of the companies with the names of auditors who were to inspect the books of the operators and to submit a report. Each company was to choose from the options provided which auditor they would allow in to view their financials. The Diamond Bus Company had neither accepted or rejected the offer, but had sent communication to the vestry indicating that it had taken over another company owned by a H.C. Trotman and was applying for an interim trader's license. The return from the General Motor Omnibus Company showed that it owned 37 buses and had recorded a net profit of $21,799 or $572 per unit, whilst the return of Lincoln Bus Company had shown a profit of $1,220. The vestry used the information in the returns to determine what tax rates should be applied to the revenue of the companies. A debate was held in the meeting as to how much of a tax burden should be applied. One vestryman, E.D. Motley, argued that since several of the companies were operating at a loss, the government would seem unkind in not offering some tax relief to those operators, even though, as he also argued, he believed that the profitable companies should pay their fair share of tax to ensure that the social welfare in the parish would be adequately supported. After some back and forth, the tax rates of the respective bus companies were decided. The Diamond Bus Company, which had seven buses, was required to pay $2,667. The Liberty Omnibus Company, with five buses, had to pay $1,905, whilst Mylords Bus Company had the same number of buses and therefore paid the same rate. The National Bus Company possessed 12 buses and paid a rate of $5,712, as well as $300 with respect to a gas station at Barbies Hill, whilst the Yonkers Bus Company was to pay a rate of $5,236 for its 11 buses. For various reasons, it was decided that the application of rates on the Progressive and Lincoln bus operations would be deferred to another time.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.